Phoning in from LA on Static this evening, it's most excellent to have Michael from Drug Dealer. How's things?
Very good. You know, can't complain.
It's so good to have this album out, Rouhani, and it's an album that hits the road immediately, Michael. I mean, it opens with the sound of keys turning in the ignition of a car, revving up and motoring away. So I like the fact that the record gets on the road as soon as you hit play on this one.
Yeah, I like this one. I feel like moves along, grooves a little bit more than previous things I've done that are just a little more cerebral and patchwork together.
Did you have to go out to the car park to record the opening of that album, or was it stock footage?
Somebody did, you know. somebody else did.
The intern did it, right?
I had to go find it. They're recording of it.
Yeah, not since Roxy Music's Love is the Drug have car noises sounded so exciting on an album, Michael. And even apart from that opening, you get a sense from the album's front cover inwards before you get to the record that Drug Dealer seems much more of a collective nowadays. Mm-hmm. I mean, you featured the other players in the artwork, obviously, as well as the insides of the record. So does it feel like a crew?
Yeah, it's funny. It's always kind of felt like a loose crew. But the first record was, I didn't tour the first record, which a lot of people probably don't know that. But, you know, I played maybe like a handful of random shows with random assortments of people. And that's how everything I've done up until this point was recorded. It was always, I've got this idea, I have a demo, I'm going to go to my friend's house who plays drums and maybe I can loop in playing some stuff that'll work over it. And there was always these great people that were collaborating with me, but very disjointed, and they could never really be all-the-time personnel. And then sometime after the last record, just kind of the perfect people all just assorted almost automatically. I guess people were excited about the album and curious why I wasn't touring it. And then just tragically, but luckily for me, a bunch of the best players and my best friends were playing in projects, and those projects either disbanded or changed. And I guess for the first time in my life, it feels like a real band, for one, which is an interesting thing coming from a conceptual project.
I'm sure your school reports as a kid, Michael, must have said he makes friends easily, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm a pretty good instigator. All the people that play in the band have different people in the band that they're all excited about. So it's sort of like, I feel like I'm a little bit of like a matchmaker. And I set up all these little love affairs between people that didn't play music together before and then just manipulate them all to be under the house that I built or something like that.
You're the planet around where all these other people orbit, is what you're saying.
Sure, yeah. And it's a self-propelling thing, you know, like pretty much everyone in the band has their own projects and writes their own songs. So it's sort of just like a larger place for all those different inspirations to mix together. That's what I like about it. I'd much rather have people that have their own ideas changing mine a little bit than somebody who doesn't know how to write songs and just needs total direction. So that's why this record sounds different, is because I set the rhythm section of the band up, and on some of the songs I'm like, wow, I didn't play a literal thing on this song. And that's why it sounds so great to me.
Well, I mean, it's a blueprint that was set out on the first Drug Dealer album, because that had plenty of guest spots from LA Luminaries, I mean, including Natalie from Wiseblood, who returns on this album for the song Honey.
Right.
But for people who don't know, I mean, before that, before Drug Dealer, you were trading as much more of a one-man bedroom pop kind of operation as Run DMT.
Yeah.
And then the last alter ego, Salvia Plath, was almost a dry run for Drug Dealer, but it seems to be companionship and collaboration of the order of the day for Drug Dealer.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of people I see today in the music world that sort of have like a zero-sum feeling where it's like they are trying to get their points across to the most people that they can and always have all the credit for those things. And I'm kind of more of the sum of the parts is greater than any of the singular ones, and I have to give proper credit to a lot of people because they have their own solo projects and they really like to be able to come together and feel that. It feels sort of like a super group in some ways. You know, I feel really fortunate to be at the center of it, you know.
And Michael, when you look and listen through this Drug Dealer album, it seems that you've learnt to be very ego-less. As I mentioned, Natalie from Wiseblood takes the vocals on Honey, and another real standout is this song Wild Motion, which is this crimson late night country tearjerker. And its vocalist is this New York country balladeer called Dougie Poole. I mean, he's the next best thing to Glen Campbell or Roy Orbison. He was a real find. I mean, he sounds much more older. He sounds older beyond his years.
He's actually an old friend of mine for many years. I just didn't know that he sang. And then he released a small album in New York. And, yeah, everyone's just kind of been blown away. Just one of those humble guys that came out of the woodwork. But, you know, as for what you were saying earlier, it's maybe not necessarily a lack of ego with my decision to have other people sing. It's more just sometimes when I'm writing songs, I just don't feel like it's coming from my voice. And I feel like that's a certain type of songwriting that I'm really interested in, because I'm really inspired by the old grill building songwriters like Carole King and Jerry Goffin that would write for other people. So sometimes I just kind of pretend like I'm in that phase of my career when I'm writing songs for these albums. So I'll just be working on songs, and in the case with Natalie, when I made that song, I just immediately started thinking of her voice. So, and it kind of lets you write in a different way.
Yeah, I guess it lets you explore some genres that you yourself might not be comfortable wading all the way into as well, right, Michael?
And it's not about me not being comfortable with going into any kind of sound. It's just more like sometimes I can write some melodic things that I just know I couldn't really pull off. But that's why I'm so grateful to work with a good singer, because a lot of people just write within their limits. But I feel like sometimes if I start writing something that's much more of a intense singing performance than I could ever do, I feel like I can still do it.
And Michael, it also feels like there's a lot more authenticity about this Drug Dealer album. I mean, and not being too cool or anything, there's that line in the song Fools, which says, yeah, light a candle for the underground. So you've got no intention of flying under the radar. You kind of are really pushing yourself on this album?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I just feel like there's been a lot of time coming from different scenes of art where people are always trying to be so cool and composed, and they never want to be too far out or too eager. But also, I feel like there also comes a point where it's like, what's the point of making art, you know, if you're not really going for it? So I take songwriting pretty seriously. I take a lot of other parts of my life not so seriously. So I'm just translating that, I guess.
I guess it's also something you can feel like you're still learning songwriting. You probably have a fair way to go, right?
I've only been writing songs for like 8 years. So yeah, I feel like I'm pretty much maybe halfway to where I'd like to be someday.
Does this mean you've got a retirement plan after the next 8 years?
At some point I'm going to just make films. So I'm just trying to like figure out the arc of the music that's going to lead me there.
Michael, do you get any generation gap problems when trying to reference some of the artists that turn you on for Drug Dealer? Do millennials scratch their heads at the mention of Harry Nilsson or Van Dyke Parks?
I mean, if we're already at that point, then yeah, for sure. I don't know. But I feel like, you know, a lot of the people I know, a lot of their fan bases are really young, and they do have those kind of problems when they're trying to get their points across. But I don't know. It seems to me like when I talk to people with my music, it seems like a lot of them are actually pretty knowledgeable, maybe songwriters themselves. So I don't really feel that much, but I mean, who knows?
On the flip side, have you had anyone say that, you know, you mentioning an artist has made them go check them out?
I mean, I think that's kind of the whole thing that happened. That's how I found out about a lot of these artists too. Only for me, it was through watching skate videos, not other musicians. So just whatever music creators I used to watch shows. But it's the same thing with music, I think. You know, I like to shout out a lot of references occasionally.
I didn't know there were too many Brill Building hits in skate videos, Michael. Did you have to find them somewhere else?
No, there were. That's how I found out about Strawberry Alarm Clock, like all of the like more obscure Doors songs and Sloan to so many other things.
So the real merit of your success will be when Drug Dealer gets in a skate video then, will it?
It already has a few times, yeah.
You can retire then, that's it.
I can retire from skating, that's for sure.
We might have a listen to Lost in My Dream off of the album right now. Michael, it was so great to have you on the phone, and I hope you can find a way to bring the band down here at some point.
We have plans in the works.
Beautiful. All right. This is Drug Dealer on Static. Thanks for the chat, Michael.
Thanks very much. My pleasure. Now I get a little lost in my dream.